Now dictation for Judith. Steer, S, T as in today, E-E-R-E, December 2140. Addresses a letter to Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N-P-A-C, 953-5153. Dear Mrs. Lawton, follow-up for Mrs. Steer. With chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, last visit in September. No hospital admission. Overall, trying to do low salt, but many times she's eating potato chips. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood. No gross edema, denies claudication symptoms, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, denies increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review of lisinopril. Takes HCTC and potassium sparing diuretics. He's on cholesterol management. Next paragraph, blood pressure 113, 120 over 80s. Isolated diastolic 92. Alert oriented time 3. No respiratory distress. Normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries in February. Creatinine 1.2. It was running as high as 1.9 within the last couple of years. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, present GFR 44, stage 3. Malanemia 12.8 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, stable over time, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension, continue to watch diastolic level. We might add an alternative medications. I will now go back to ACE inhibitors. Kidney function significantly improved. Being off the medication. Next number, previously relatively small kidney on the left comparing to the right, although this is many years ago. At that time, no obstruction or urinary retention. All issues discussed with the patient. She will keep me posted with blood pressure and come back in 6 months.